Someone's asking, is there any practical way to get rid of material ego? Can we simply think a humble mercy and not this body? This term, Hambramatsu, is from Vedanta Sutras. You think, oh, sit around all day, meditate on the Vedanta Sutra. Hambramatsu, Hambramatsu, Hambramatsu. I am Brahman. I am not this body. I am pure spiritual being. But in bhakti, our process is different. In bhakti, we have an attraction or liking for Krishna, the Guru. And because of this liking, we like the Guru, we like Krishna, we start serving them, and that's bhakti. And when you do bhakti, automatically your association with the body and attachment to the material body and having a false ego that goes with the attachment of the body, it disappears. The only solution is the philosophy of Mahaprabhu. That's the philosophy of bhakti. First thing, you have to cooperate. Understand what is bhakti. In the beginning, one may find it difficult to cooperate. Well, but when one cooperates with the Guru and is dedicated to the Guru, he gives up it, identifying with one's body and things related to it. You still have the body, but your identity will be in with Krishna and serving Krishna. Bhakti Marg, unlike Jnana and Karma Yoga, is the only path in which you the other paths like Karma Jnana Yoga. They say you have to give up the ego, you have to transcend the ego. But bhakti is different. We don't say you have to give up the ego. But we say you have to realize, you have to live in the true ego, the real ego. There's false ego is not that you give it up, you just transform it. Identification with the wrong thing and ignorance has to be given up. And then you become situated in your real ego. The path of bhakti, you identify yourself with a real ego, you act from that. Ego, or the sense of I, ultimately refers to the Atma, I am Atma. When you say I, or that I means the self, and you can never give up the self, because the self, the Atma, is eternal. What's the ego is caused by falsely identifying with this material body, I and mine. This is ignorance. Anyway, at the time of death, the ego, material ego of everyone, which means I and this body and all these things are mine, will all be taken away, it'll all be destroyed. The real ego, the spiritual ego, can never be destroyed. So in bhakti path, we learn what is our real identity, and our true ego is related to Bhagavan. So real ego, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. So when you understand it, when you take diksha, then you identify as your real ego. So there's no more problem. In fact, all problems are solved with this understanding that it's Krishna's eternal servant. It's as simple as process. Another process, whatever you do, you end up keep identifying with your material body. No matter what you do, you can't get free from it. But in bhakti, right from the beginning, you're put on a real spiritual platform of true ego. And you become free from Maya. There's no complication. There's no question of giving up. So there's no question of annihilation of the ego. But the material identification, the false ego, is given up. Other paths, yoga and jnana, they talk about annihilation of ego. In bhakti, there's no annihilation. We realize and we live by the principle that I'm a servant of Krishna, and this is our real ego.